This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kansas City, it's Isaiah Pacheco. You're listening to The Drive with Carrots and Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We'll talk about this here coming up in a bit, but the Bengals, why didn't we have Drew on just 5 minutes ago? The Bengals, their defensive end, three-time Pro Bowler Trey Hendrickson, who's a really good pass rusher, he is requested to be for a trade. He wants out of Cincinnati. He is due to make $15 million this season and is looking for more long-term security than Cincinnati has been willing to offer. So Trey Hendrickson wants to be traded, and T. Higgins has also requested a trade because they have not had contract talks in over a year. Now, no one cares about this. No one feels bad for the players. I get that. What Cincinnati is doing with T. Higgins, it should be a violation of the CBA. The purpose of the franchise tag is to extend your negotiating window with the player. Cincinnati is violating that. I don't know how you can do that. It doesn't make sense to me. You should not be able to franchise tag a player and stop him from going to free agency and then you not negotiating good faith with the player. You should not be able to do that. I know no one cares about NFL players. They can play on whatever field. They can play on whatever day of the week you want them to play, whatever continent you want them to play on. I know nobody's looking out for the player's best interest. Not even their own union looks out for their best interest. But my goodness, you cannot do that. T. Higgins, I'm here to tell you are not getting traded. They are not trading you. No. Trey Henderson, they might trade you. T. Higgins, they are not trading you. Nope. You're gonna be unhappy in Cincinnati for at least this upcoming season, especially after the year you had last year. Like, you think you can start pulling a little bit of weight around when you wasn't balling out last year and you was hurt for most of the season? No, that is not how this is gonna play itself out. Our last guest for the day, maybe our best guest of the day. A man who every day pushes me to be the best version of myself. Cody Tapp joins us on the show today. Cody, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you guys?
I'm doing fantastic. I guess I'll ask you about Cincinnati. Do you think they're trading Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah, they'll trade him. Mostly because that's the kind of player you trade. You're like, close to 30, owes $15 million, wants $120 million. I'd probably move from him. T. Higgins ain't going nowhere. I'm kind of with you there. Just they're not going to close their window of opportunity with Joe Burrow coming back from injury until they at least get some wide receiver in the building they can trust. So I guess they trade Trey Hendrickson. Why not?
Yeah, no, I just the Hendrickson thing, if he's available. Now, you know, this isn't the NBA. You requesting a trade does not mean the NFL team is going to trade you. Like, it is a trade request. Like, the team can say no. Like, you can go up to your boss and say, hey, I want a raise. Your boss can tell you no, shut up, and get back to work. Like, that is a possibility here. I mean, if Trey Hendrickson is available and he's a pass rusher that has a proven track record of getting to the quarterback, now it comes with the new contract, and are you ready to sign that deal? But there should be a handful of teams that are very interested in adding a proven pass rusher to their team.
Especially because the price tag on these players has really come down to a much more affordable level, in my opinion. So, like, Trey Hendrickson is probably available for, like, a second or third. It didn't cost you a first. It doesn't cost you multiple picks the way it used to. He's probably available for just, like, a normal pick. If it's a normal pick and you got to hand out a contract, you'll figure out a way to make the money work. I always think, like think about, like, Detroit. They paid Sewell today. They paid Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're going to pay Goff in a year or two. And they got other players to pay, too. The 49ers have, like, seven players they paid over $15 million per year maybe on their roster right now. There's always some way to negotiate it if you're willing to have the player. Usually it comes down to if that team wants to pay that player. You can afford to pay Tyreek and Waddle if you're Miami. Chiefs didn't want to pay Tyreek, so they moved on. It just depends on who you want to pay.
Yeah, I mean, Trey Henderson last year had 17 and a half sacks, and he is now
potentially – that's cheap.
Yeah, I mean, potentially available. I also understand why if you're him and you got 17 and a half sacks last year, I can understand why you're $15 million a year. That is not enough for what you guys are asking me to do. He has had a great career in Cincinnati. 14 sacks, 8 sacks, 2 seasons ago. Battle injury, had 17 and a half sacks last year. One of the top pass rushers in the National Football League. All right, Cody, let's get to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sure you guys have talked about it ad nauseum on your show. What do you want them to do in round one? They have two clear needs, offensive line or wide receiver.
Wide receiver, just because of depth. Look, I guess if the perfect offensive tackle slid down the draft, cool. But, I mean, like, legitimately, over the last 15 years, how many times has someone said, day one starter at left tackle available at 32? Like, once? I don't know. I mean, sometimes you get lucky and you find that guy in the second or third round and they start for you at tackle day one. But at 32, no, I'm not tackle shopping at 32. So unless they're going to trade up, and I still think the tackles are going a little higher than that, I'm not excited. So I'll just take a wide receiver. I might get, you know what's funny, about pick 32, there's still a decent shot you get the second best wide receiver in the draft. Like, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be the best one. I'll just concede that. And look, odds are, Odunze or Malik Nabers or Brian Thomas, or any of these other guys, are the second best. But would you have thought, based on all the wide receivers that went ahead of Rashee Rice, he was going to be the second best rookie wide receiver last year? Because he was, only behind Puka Nacua. So at pick 32, there's a chance I get the second or third best rookie wide receiver in the entire class, which is 700-800 yards in most years. I'll take that immediately. I'll figure out tackle in either the veteran game or – I'll draft someone in the second and third round, and I'll just let, you know, I'll let him and Wanya Morris duel it out to the death.
Yeah, that's kind of been one of my takes on this thing is, I mean, we are going to see tomorrow and or Friday how they really feel about Wanya Morris, right? Like, if they draft Tyler Guyton in round one, it tells me everything I need to know. Like, we can say, oh, it's going to be a competition. No, the guy that they spent the first round pick on is ahead of the guy that they spent the third round pick on. Or let's see how this thing plays itself out, because you remember last year they got Donovan Smith directly after the draft. So I think at least, I mean, if this team goes wide receiver and corner in round one, I don't think that they are starting a third or fourth round rookie left tackle. And it's probably Wanya Morris's job to keep in that scenario. I think he is maybe the one whose job is on the line of all the players currently on the roster, depending on what they do tomorrow night.
Look, I know you don't want to start a second-year, third-round left tackle, but can we admit that it's not like because they've gone cheap on the offensive line, they have at one point paid Joe Tooney to be the highest-paid left guard in football. They spent a premium pick at center in the second round. They have the highest-paid right tackle in football. And look, they got lucky with Trey Smith, but it's not from a lack of resources. So if the one position you have to start, and it thinks that it's left tackle, has to be on the cheap for a year because you're not picking high enough in the draft and probably never will, I don't know, man. I'll probably take the chance, if we're being honest, that Mahomes will make it work. There is no quarterback in the NFL who does a better job mitigating sacks than Patrick Mahomes. Orlando Brown Jr. admitted as much in an interview once when he had said, I probably should have like six or seven sacks, given up six or seven sacks, and I've given up like two. So he knew. He knew. knew when he was here that that was the case. So, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I've wanted wide receiver for years, and there's other years in which it made more sense. But the other positions don't make any sense to me. You know who I'd take over offensive tackle? Unless, like, the dream guy fell. Defensive line. Why would you watch the Steelers be good for, like, 50 damn years and realize that the only thing they do is just take first-round defensive linemen because there's no amount of too many good defensive linemen you can have? I'd rather take Johnny Newton if he was there at 32 than, I don't know, the fifth-ranked offensive tackle or sixth-ranked offensive tackle.
Yeah, I don't mind the fifth or sixth-ranked offensive tackle in here with just how people talk about this class. I mean, they're going to be in a position just by the definition of where they pick. Now, I don't think they're making some drastic trade-up. Maybe they do something like similar to what happened with Trent McDuffie, but I don't see them being a team that's going from 32 to 19. Maybe they go up to like 24 to go get their player. I don't think they're going up too much higher than that. I mean, just they're going to be in a position where they take either the fifth best or sixth best offensive lineman or the fifth or sixth best wide receiver. It just comes down to which one they like more.
Yeah, I think that that's probably right. And look, that's what's fun about the wide receiver stuff is once you get past the first three, those are in a class of their own. I think Brian Thomas, unless you believe the Dane Brugler injury stuff, tends to be kind of in that secondary class by himself. And then everyone else is just throwing darts. Like, are you totally sure that Xavier Worthy or A.D. Mitchell are better than Ladd McConkie or Leggett or those? I'm not. I mean, they might be, but based on last year's draft and, I don't know, the last 20 years worth of drafts, we can't be sure. So just as long as the Chiefs guy's there at 32, and it feels like because of the number of options available, it'd be hard for, like, at least a guy you like not to be there. Either. I still don't rule out trade up or trade down, though. I mean, they tried to do both of those things last year. They tried to trade up. No one would take their call. They tried to trade down, and everybody was trying to send them too far down into the second round. So they didn't want to pick a 32 last year. I don't know why they'd want to pick this year, necessarily.
Right now, we're talking to Cody Tapp joining us on the show today. Happy to get his thoughts on the NFL draft. I really like A.D. Mitchell. Is there a wide receiver that you like?
Yeah, I like Leggett. I like A.D. Mitchell fine. I think I might have to trade up for him. I like Leggett. He's only 1 year worth of production, but I don't care. He stayed in the system. He is big and tall and fast and can track a deep ball, all things I like. And I just think he profiles as a different type of receiver than they already have. So I don't think they've got a guy, you know, that can run at that speed that far downfield. You get to use Rice more in the middle because of the way he's built. And then Hollywood Brown can be just the little bit of everything in between guy. I like Ladd McConkie too. There's a couple of guys I'd probably be okay with there. If I had a choice at 32 and he's just sitting there, I might take Leggett, but he might be available later in the second round. They'd know better than me.
Yeah, that's the thing about this draft class that I think is so interesting. For like a guy like Keon Coleman, for example, I loved his game at Florida State, and now no one thinks that he's a first-round candidate. So I'm thinking, wait, you're telling me that the Chiefs could get Tyler Guyton in round one and then Keon Coleman could fall to maybe the middle part of the second round and you could go get him a 6'4", 6'5", go-get-it guy, high-point attack kind of guy? Like, that's a guy I'm really interested in. I think what's fun about this wide receiver draft class is everybody kind of has their favorite. It kind of feels like the year that they had the number one overall pick on a much smaller scale. You remember, there was like nine different quarterbacks that everybody liked.
Thank God they took Eric Fisher, by the way.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Go back and look at that draft. Jesus, they could have had the next 29 picks after that, and I'm not sure a single one hit. They might have gotten the only decent first-round pick in that whole draft.
Right now, we're talking to our guy Cody Tapp joining us on the show today. Cody, I'll get you out of here with this. I think the Broncos are the big surprise in this draft class. I think they're the team that could potentially move up with the Patriots or potentially move up with Arizona to make that pick. Is there a team that you're kind of looking at that could potentially come out of nowhere and really shake this draft class up?
Unless Jaden Daniels, that's the one. People think if for some reason he didn't go two and we all had it wrong, I wouldn't be surprised because of the Raiders and Antonio Peterson's connection and all that stuff to see them go to three and just kind of make a hero offer to the Patriots. But the Broncos make the most sense to me too, and here's why. Just really convince me. Okay, so I am dead set, and maybe this is my own theory. Sean Payton did not want the Denver Broncos job. He wanted like four other jobs, and nobody would hire him. So eventually he took the Broncos job, even though he hated Russell Wilson. He didn't think it was a good set of talent, but he's like, screw it. If this is my only offer, I can't wait 2 years, might not get another job. Takes the job. They pay him $18 million a year, nice little aside. And then he immediately runs Russell Wilson out of town. He's benching him for Kendall Hinton in week 13. He didn't care. He'd play anybody at that point. So he throws Russell Wilson out of the game. And I'm to believe that Sean Payton, who was going to try to make this job his own, wanted his own stamp on it, wanted different jobs anyway because of the better quarterback jobs. You're telling me he's starting the season with Zach Wilson? No way. No way. He's not starting Stidham and Zach Wilson and Ben DiNucci. That's the three quarterbacks on that roster. I think they trade up for a quarterback for sure.
That is Cody Tapp joining us on the show today. He is our last 6'10 host joining us to give us his thoughts on the NFL draft. Cody, really quickly, how many people do you think will be at the game tonight for the Royals?
Oh, man. Okay. 19,510.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.